back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming from the USA, Indiana. Still, we're here. We're packing up to go back to Idaho and looking forward to being back in those great Rocky Mountains next week sometime. Guess we're hoping to leave here Monday, start the trek back to our home in those wonderful Rocky Mountains, surrounded by more great Americans. The people of Idaho County are great Americans. We just enjoy being in their midst so much. Been up there about 7 years now, I guess, my bride and I. And so we're looking forward to that. That is where, folks, we have the two police and military associations that mean so much to so many, because that represents literally thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom and love our constitutional republic and are working with us to try to awaken our other brothers and sisters to the need for them to uphold their oath and to serve and protect the American people and not and come out from under the system they're presently under, which is a unjustifies the means political philosophy that without their knowledge, most of their knowledge, they're not aware that they're there to serve and protect the system from the people. I know this because I was an academy instructor for 5 years. I was a certified state academy instructor for 5 years. And I've been in the big regional police academy there in Arizona. And I'll tell you what, our brothers and sisters don't realize, and I didn't realize, matter of fact, how much we are mentally manipulated to serve the system and protect the system from the people. As you know, the listeners to this program, I know you understand that the system is God today in America. God is no longer our Lord and Savior and our King in America. The system is King in America. If you listen to all the political hacks out there and the elected things, they'll tell you right now, right up front, that the highest authority in America today is the Supremes, those people, those ambulance chasers that have graduated up to the Supreme Court. And that's a sad day in America to tell you that. It used to be God and Jesus Christ, our King and Savior, was the top authority. No more in America. We'll be right back and talk about our police and soldiers that are reaching out for information today and who's going to give it to them. Maybe it'll be you. We'll be right back in a couple minutes with more of the Officer Jack McLam program. Stay tuned.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Dono Cafe? Dono Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Dono Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-888-888. 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud-busting gel you squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Good to be back with you tonight, folks. This is that old cop Jack McLam, retired up in the Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, and down here in Indiana for a short time yet, and we'll be heading up that way, back up into the high country, and with those wonderful patriots up there that love the Lord and know who the true enemies of Lord and our nation are today. And so we're happy that we can play a small role at our two police and military associations to reach out with your help, only with your help, to touch the hearts and minds of our fellow police officers and soldiers today. It's so important. It is so important. When I read, and I read incessantly all the publications I can read, I read 200 email a day, or try to go through 200 email a day. I don't read it all, of course. It's impossible. But we're getting more and more contact from our police and soldiers than ever before, and also people in the private sector that are helping us reach out and put our constitutional police and military publications in the hands of our fellow officers and soldiers out there. I have a background, for the new listeners out there, of being a soldier during the Vietnam War and a full-time police officer until my retirement due to injuries in the line of duty a few years back. And so I am pleased to tell you that we have more and more police and soldiers awakening due to your assisting us to put our publications into the hands of our brothers and sisters, our peers in uniform, than we ever have before. And that's great news, because one police officer or soldier can make a tremendous difference. I just want to share with you how much this means to each one of our families in America. Let me give you an example. Over and over again, we hear these stories of one police officer or one soldier saying no to something immoral or unlawful. Many times it's an order that they receive that's moral or immoral or unlawful, and they say, no, I'm not going to do it. As a matter of fact, if you guys do it, I'm going to tell. That's right. I'm going to snitch you off. Now, you can imagine how popular that soldier is, or that police officer is, when they take that stand that they're not going to violate their oath of office that they took to support and defend the Constitution of the United States, to protect people's rights and liberties and so forth. And they just say no to tyranny, to immorality, unlawfulness. It's a very unpopular thing to do, but how wonderful it is when a group of officers surround a person's vehicle and get that person out of the vehicle, and for some reason things don't go the way that they should go, and a person's rights are violated, and there's one officer there that when the administration, the police administration, calls these officers in and says, I think we've got trouble, guys and gals, I think the city is going to get sued, or the town is going to get sued, or the state's going to get sued, because this person believes we violated his or her rights last night. Now, we want you to do your police reports in this big room over here. Come on into this big room, and we'll shut the door, and you guys all get your heads together, and you get up, you put up your reports to turn in, your official police reports, and be sure they're all identical. In other words, what happened last night we're going to talk about that in this big room over here, and then we want your police reports to be the same. And it is very difficult. I know this is a fact. It's very difficult for that, for one of those officers to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to write the story of what happened last night. I was there. I was first officer on the scene, second officer on the scene, third officer on the scene, doesn't matter. And I saw what happened. And I'm going to put it down in my police report exactly like it happened. Well, you can imagine how that person is looked upon by the administration, because that person can no longer be trusted to protect the system from the American people. Now, I know I've been in that position, folks, and I know other officers, many, many officers that have been in that position, that they're going to stand up and take their lickings if they help violate some guy's rights last night or lady's rights. They're going to stand up and say, this is what I did, this is what my team members did, and if we were wrong, we're sorry. But I'm putting that in my police report. Well, you see, that's the way it's supposed to be in this nation. But very seldom is it like that today because of peer pressure. Aren't you a team player, McLam? Don't you have the esprit de corps? Aren't you a member of this family of police officers? Can't you be counted on to protect your fellow officers if they need help? Well, Officer Jack McLam was, as best as I could, a team member. I was a family member, but I was also labeled as the traitor from within by the state police of Arizona, because it came to a time in my career as a police officer after, praise God, I had become the most highly decorated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, and I believe I still hold that title today, maybe not, been some years ago. But I was blessed by being that popular and that well-liked at that time, as bringing a lot of accolades on the Phoenix Police Department, our very corrupt and evil socialist communist police chief, Ruben Ortega, who ran around in Republican clothing. And actually, he was a hardcore socialist and probably a card-carrying communist, but I never saw his card, so I don't know for sure. But anyway, there's a lot of that going around today in the Republican Party, by the way. They learned that from the Democratic Socialist Party, I guess. But anyway, back then it was unusual to have a socialist and a hardcore commie as a Republican. But that's what we had running the city of Phoenix. And boy, was he steamed when his most highly decorated officer that had brought accolades on the department over and over and over again, national attention to the Phoenix Police Department. I won't go into all that, how I put together programs like the Officer Friendly Program that became a national program with the Sears Roebuck Foundation. And man, my police chief just got all kind of accolades because of my efforts. And when I turned on them, as they say I did, when I turned and I would no longer accept immoral and unlawful orders, and matter of fact, I would snitch off anybody that did, I was the most hated police officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, I believe. And I was the most highly decorated officer, but thanks to Police Chief Ruben Ortega, I became the most fired police officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, when I refused any longer to rationalize away why I should be involved in the end justifies the mean political philosophy, and that is rationalizing away why we should lie on our police reports, or we should do this or that and obey immoral and unlawful orders. When an officer just says no, then it's quite a dilemma for the system today, who believes that nothing's more important than protecting the system from the American people. Because we're told to rationalize that if the system falls, don't you understand, Officer McLam, if the system is attacked by a person, then we all have to circle our wagons and protect the system because the system is God in America. That is it. The Supreme Court is the highest authority, but the system is almighty. And if we don't protect the system, my gosh, if the system falls, Officer McLam, don't you know that your family will be enslaved? They'll be slaves. They'll be America will fall if the system falls, and therefore you will be asked to rise to a higher level above the citizens to serve and protect them. Actually, they meant protect the system from the people. And don't you have patriotism? Don't you want to serve and protect the system for all the American people? What's wrong with your patriotism, Officer McLam? All the rationalization that we're supposed to do what we're told, regardless of what those orders are, because you do not know what is good for the system like your superiors do on the police department. So you just follow orders and let us do the thinking, and you just do what you're told. Well, I heard that in the military, folks. I heard that in the military. You know, we were taught in the military that ours is not the reason to reason why you do something. Ours is just to do and die in the military. Remember that old saying? Well, because the police departments have gone into a military-type system today, it's proposed, and a matter of fact, it's promulgated on the police officers themselves today, and it is the same system, basically, where officers are just to obey orders because the authorities know best what is good for society than what the police officers do. Well, folks, for 24 years now, with your help, okay, this old cop started out as the most highly decorated officer in Phoenix, but after I began to imagine this, after I began to write about the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence, and the Founding Fathers to my fellow police officers, I became the most hated officer in the history of Phoenix, Arizona, and shortly after that, the most fired and rehired, I might say. Because the crazy thing was, folks, the liberals, the socialists came to my rescue when I was fired. Well, stay tuned, and I'll tell you the exciting details of how the liberals and the socialists and the commies came and rescued me when I was fired for teaching the Constitution and preaching about right and wrong and the officers obeying their oath, right after we return after this break.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjin 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Of an 85, 90-year-old man that in reality, but he basically hit me in the head with a 2x4 to wake up this old Irish cop that was kind of big-headed. I'd won all those awards, and I was into myself, and I thought, boy, I'm cool. And this little 85, 90-year-old man embarrassed me in front of a group of senior citizens out in Sun City, Arizona, and woke me up. I mean, through a process that he used on me, he woke me up to the fact that I was a violator of my oath of office. And I was steamed that he would even suggest such a thing. I had taken my oath to the Constitution and the people when I went into the military during the Vietnam War. I took it seriously. And when I was a police officer, I took basically the same oath, and I took it seriously. And I wouldn't accept from this man that I was a violator of my oath, but he proved it to me. And from that time on, 24 years ago, I have been reaching out to my fellow police officers and soldiers, trying to make them understand that they, too, are violators of their constitutional oath and to the principles which made America great. Because we don't know that. Our soldiers and police officers don't understand these things. We're slowly trained to become agents of government and not any longer agents and protectors of the people. And so what happened to me is I was fired for writing, of all things, about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and our oath of office to my fellow police officers and soldiers. I was fired for that. And the most amazing thing happened in the big cities across America. Your civic, civilian bureaucrats at the highest level, like your city councils and mayors, almost 100% of them, matter of fact, I don't know any big city where this isn't true, and Phoenix was the sixth largest city in the United States, are a bunch of socialists and commies, you know? I mean, they're very left-wing, and their mayors and their city council people and so forth, and even in the smaller towns we have this today, where they are socialist-leaning, and they've taken over the Republican Party, and if you go to any of these Republican Party meetings and get up and say things about the Constitution and so forth, you'll be booed by the administration, by the higher-ups. I mean, they are working to set up this world government system, and through the Republican Party today, just like the Democrats have done for years. And so anyway, I was when I went and I was fired for writing about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and the Founding Fathers to my fellow police officers. But it happened. And so I was asked to come before the Civil Service Board, a very liberal-leaning, like I said, Civil Service Board. There was one man who was the president of the board, the Civil Service Board, that I didn't know this, but he had read my Constitutional Police publication. And he was a conservative Christian, of all things. Now, I don't know how he got to be the president of the Civil Service Board, but he was. And he liked what I said. But anyway, they called me in and had me tell them why I was fired. Well, the city police chief and his minions, the leftist on the department, got up and told what a horrible officer I was and tried to just demonize me in front of the Civil Service Board. And the Civil Service Board kept bringing up, well, why did you give him all of these awards? This man is so highly decorated. It is incredible. The awards that he's won, and you've given them to him. And the city, of course, had given me many awards, too, for my police work. Well, they didn't have an answer to that, but they were trying to demonize me because I had written about the Constitution and written about everything that these leftists in charge of the Phoenix Police Department hated, because we're going into a socialist America, a totalitarian state in America, and they were all for that, but they're not for the police officers and soldiers beginning to think about the oath that they swore to defend the Constitution of the United States and protect the people, their property, and their rights. They didn't want police officers thinking about that. My gosh, that would be horrible, because when they would give an order to have somebody that they might list as a domestic terrorist or a criminal or an enemy combatant or something like that, they want that person taken out by those police officers. And for the most part, that's done today. All they have to do is point a finger at you folks and say, you're a criminal, go get them, and most of the police officers in this country will come get you without thinking, because they can't imagine that the system would lie to them. So anyway, I was surprised when the Civil Service Board itself voted after my hearing 100% unanimously to put me back to work as a police officer with full back pay. I was shocked, because I knew going in that all these socialists and liberals hated what I had to say, hated my publication and so forth. Well, you know, they so stated in the hearing, after the hearing, they said they don't believe in what Jack McGlam, Officer Jack McGlam, is telling their fellow police officers, but they believed I had a right to say it to them. You see, the communists and the liberals, the socialists in America, love the First Amendment, folks. They love it because they use it to destroy America and our constitutional republic. I'll talk to you about that when we get back. We're at the bottom of the hour, and I'll wind this up and tell you why I'm telling these things. Just the other side. Okay, stay with us now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Fight Father Time with Cocoon GH. This advanced growth hormone spray delivers impressive results. Listen to what 51-year-old Gail Contax experienced while on Cocoon GH.
My eyesight was failing. My skin was sagging. I was losing muscle tone and my bones and joints were aching. I initially got started on a product called Ultimate HGH. I felt a little more energy for the first few weeks, but then I began to feel tired again. Then I heard an ad on Cocoon GH and gave a call. I learned that Ultimate HGH isn't even growth hormone. I started using Cocoon GH and the first thing I noticed was my aches and pains went away. After another few weeks, my energy came up, as did my strength and endurance. I'm getting a better night's sleep and waking up feeling rested. My muscle tone and my eyesight both improved after 1 month. My sex drive got stronger, and much to my surprise, my menopausal symptoms went away and my period came back. I'm impressed beyond belief. Thanks, Cocoon Nutrition.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Important what I'm telling you, not because it's about me at all. It really has very little to do with me, but about all those fine police and soldiers out there that we need to reach and reach them quickly. But to share with you just the things that happen and will happen to a police officer or soldier that stands up and speaks out for you and decides that they're no longer going to do things they're told to do and rationalize that things that are evil, things that are absolutely unlawful or unconscionable, like shooting women and children in the military today. We've had soldiers that have just absolutely said, I ain't going to do it. Lieutenant, take my M16, you shoot them and I'll count them. But I'm not doing it anymore. We had this happen during the Vietnam War too, praise the Lord. But we need more of this, folks. We need people that will stand up and do things that God told us to do and not do things that he's told us that are absolutely wrong. Well, I was amazed because the socialists in the city of Phoenix, who were the top leadership there, put me back to work with full back pay and said, if we remove Officer Jack McLam's right, the First Amendment-protected right to speak and right to his fellow officers, then we no longer have those rights. And as I said, as you know, our listeners know very well, the socialists and communists and Trotskyites who control the president of the United States today and others have used the First Amendment for the last 60 years to bring America down, to destroy all of its institutions by the controlled media and all kinds of ways of twisting and turning the truth using the First Amendment, their right to speak and to write. So I found myself repeatedly fired for writing and speaking to my fellow officers. That wasn't the first time. They returned me to duty, and it wasn't long until Chief Ruben Ortega found another reason to fire me. And it was this time I was injured in the line of duty. I worked in the war zone in South Phoenix, and it was weekly that you had your uniform ripped off of you or you were in these battles and beat up or punched out and or knifed or somehow injured. You were lucky if you weren't injured every week somehow. And some, I said this before, during the years I was on the force in South Phoenix, the war zone, where all the illegal aliens come in at, first of all, and the high minority and high crime areas are, I had seven of my brothers and sisters perish die in the line of duty during my years on the force. And I was fortunate, every officer down there was fortunate not to be one of those officers. And so it was just a matter that they wanted me to have the First Amendment right, or protected right. The Bill of Rights doesn't give you any rights. God gives us our rights. But the Bill of Rights was there to limit the government and what they could do when we're talking about our rights. The government has limitations on what they can do in violation or regarding our rights, okay, that come to us from God. Well, you know that. I'm not telling you anything new. But so I was restored to my position as a police officer. And it wasn't any time at all until I was injured in the line of duty, which happened, though, a number of times during my career. And that was pretty normal when you work in as a warrior in the war zone that we worked in. And I was fired for a poor work record because I was off under the city doctor's care recovering from my injuries. The police chief fired me for a poor work record. Well, I went back to the Civil Service Board, and these liberals and socialists said, hey, Chief Ortega, you're firing this man because he's once again expressing his religious beliefs, his moral beliefs, his political beliefs, and you can't do that. It's a vendetta. They used the term. You have a vendetta against Officer McLam, and we're returning him to work again and leave him alone. And so the police chief did not back off. What he decided to do, because he could not keep me fired, as he did repeatedly, fired me repeatedly, and I kept coming back because he had violated my First Amendment rights to speak to fellow officers. Well, then he decided that he would put me in jeopardy, in physical jeopardy, in South Phoenix, in the war zone. And when I would get on the police radio, we're one of the few cities that in the war zone, the high crime area, only has single police officers in a vehicle. One of the few cities. That's very, very dangerous. And that's why most cities have two officers in a squad car like they do in L.A. Well, the sixth largest city in the United States, Phoenix, only had one officer in a car, and they give you a cute little radio. And they say, if you start getting your rear end kicked in, call on the radio for a backup. You had to be pretty tough because the bad guys kicking your rear end around the block at the time and trying to kill you may not want to let you use your radio to call for a 907, a backup. Okay, so it was pretty difficult at times. But you began to get smart when an officer would drive up to a hot call, red lights and siren, and he'd pull up or she'd pull up. You'd assess the scene. And you would look around, and if it looks like you're getting in more than what you could handle, you would call for a backup before you got out of your squad car. And then, if you're smart, you'd wait until your backup was there before you'd venture out into the night. If there's a bunch of gang members or something waiting for you to get out of your car, you wait for your backup. Well, but Ruben Ortega, my police chief, decided to do, well, if I can't fire McLam, I'll kill him. I'll get him killed. So when I'd get on the radio and call for a backup when I was getting my uniform torn off of me or something wasn't going well and I was in a wrestling match with two or three guys that didn't want to be arrested or so forth or didn't want me finding their dope in their car, I would call for a backup and nobody would answer. Nobody would come. Well, praise the Lord. You know, I lived through that. But I'm telling you this, folks, because it is difficult to ask a police officer or a soldier to stand up and say no to tyranny within their own agencies. It's very, very difficult. And when we get these officers and soldiers, they are absolutely angels. I mean, it's amazing to see the things that they will undergo to say no to this kind of corruption and tyranny. And you say, well, what kind of corruption and tyranny? Well, let me just say this to you, folks, that what I saw on the sixth largest city of the United States is we saw that when an officer first begins to participate in doing things under the end justifies the means political philosophy, such as just, and I'll say this, and you'll be shocked when I say the small things, when he participates in the small things, like lying on his police report or getting on the witness stand and lying, and you say, McLam, Officer McLam, that's no small thing. That is absolutely diabolical that an officer would lie on his police report or lie on a witness stand against me or anybody else. Well, folks, if you consider the executions that I have investigated, where officers, as they progress through this evil, slippery slope and go down this slippery slope, and they can be depended on to lie on their police reports, and then they can be depended on to cover for some other criminal activity involved in the city or the state or the federal government, then they're moved up and they're moved right along and they're asked to do more criminal things and more immoral things, all the way to executing people. Yes, I mean exactly what I say to you. See, they're relatively speaking, lying on a police report is less, of course, not in the eyes of God, sin is a sin, but to me, taking the life of somebody when you're told to execute them and covering it up, dropping a gun, or telling, making it look like a suicide, like they did with Vince Foster, and over again, I've investigated crimes committed by officers, either local, federal, or state, who have killed people, murdered people when ordered to do so, and covered it up as part of the political structure, the end justifies the means political philosophy. So I'm saying, folks, that we have a great opportunity here for you and I to work together to reach out and grab these officers and soldiers and awaken them, their peers, their fellow police officers and soldiers can communicate with their fellow police officers and soldiers like nobody else can. Okay, when we bring up something in our Aid and Abet Police Military newsletter that is unconstitutional, or and we prove it to an officer or soldier, they see the light because they don't believe that they're going to violate their oath of office, and they don't want to think about those things. But they're taught to rationalize, they're mentally manipulated to do things for the greater good of society as a whole, and there's all these little buzz phrases that they're taught. Now, you're answering to a higher calling, Officer McLam, if you get together in that big room and write your police report with these other officers. And so when we awaken an officer, brothers and sisters out there listening to my voice tonight, and we get one of these wonderful police officers to pay attention to us and read our publications, then that officer becomes a geometric progression unit right in his police department or military unit. Why? Because he begins to hand out, or she begins to hand out, our publications to their fellow officers or soldiers. And all of a sudden, we don't have just one officer that you put our publication in the hands of, or one soldier that you put our constitutional police and military publication in the hands of. You now have two, three, five, seven, and it grows and grows. And it's absolutely marvelous what you do when police and soldiers begin to realize how they've been mentally manipulated and they have a attack of conscience, and they have attack of morals. And many of them will admit to us that they don't sleep well at night because of some of the things they participated in that they knew were wrong. But they were taught by their government to rationalize and think of the greater good and go ahead and commit these immoral or unlawful acts. So we're asking you, and the reason I brought this up tonight is that I'm like a banana, one of the bunch. I'm just an average guy. You know, if you've been listening to my program here, I'm not highly educated. No, I'm not. I didn't go very far in school, went to 2 years of college, and didn't even get an AA degree. But that's the way it is. God takes you the way you are, and I'm a pitiful example of a writer or a speaker, as you know, listening to my radio program. I have no grasp of the English language. I'm an old boy that flunked out of English more than anybody you know. I'll bet you I flunked out of English. You don't know anybody that flunked out of English as much as I did. English is a foreign language to me. That's what my teachers told me.
And it truly is. And you know that. You've been listening to me. But it doesn't matter. God takes you where you're at. You don't have to be the greatest of anything. And Lord knows I'm not. But I got a bull head. I got a hard head. And I've just got a gnawing in my belly to try to impress God. I didn't want to do that for years. I didn't care about impressing God for years, folks. But my goodness, 24, 25 years ago, it hit me that I had to make a choice. Either I was going to go down that slippery slope of doing things immoral or doing things unlawful, or I was going to stand up then when it was easier to stand up, before you really get in deep, where you commit crimes like FBI agents and U.S. Marshals have done that we've investigated, where they've actually executed people and set it up as a suicide, thrown people out of windows in big apartment buildings to make it look like a suicide, and throwing them off roofs and shooting them and making it look like a suicide, and hitting them in auto accidents and killing them to make it look like an auto accident. I mean, it's sad to talk about these things, but it is a reality. And we need your help here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues to help us get these publications out in the hands of our fellow police officers and soldiers. We can't do it without you. For every two people listening to my voice tonight, one of you out of the two has somebody in your family or among your friends that's a police officer or soldier. It may not be you. But the next person you talk to tonight or tomorrow, it will be that person that will have contacts with a police officer or soldier. And we need you to get copies of our Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter written by police and soldiers about these very important issues we're talking to you about tonight, and get it in the hands of our brothers and sisters. I will tell you that it is our evaluation at our two police and military associations that about 90 to 95% of the police officers and soldiers out there across this country are good people at heart. They're just brainwashed or mentally manipulated to obey and do what they're told regardless of the moral or legal aspects of that order. We're begging you to get with us now as never before. Write to us here. We'll give out our address in just a minute. Want to get our address out to you, so you can order copies of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and make copies if you want to. We're an all-volunteer police and military association for the last 24 years. And make copies if you want to, and get it out to as many police officers and soldiers as you can. And with that said, and hoping I gave you enough time to get a pencil and paper, write this down and order copies of our publication today. And that is Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter. And don't write that whole thing down, folks. Just write on the envelope a capital A, the little Ann squiggly sign, you know what I'm talking about, and another capital A. And you'll have on that envelope A and A. Very simple. And then our address is most important. It is HC, like Hotel Charlie, 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. That's H-C, like Hotel Charlie 11, Box 357, Kamiah, K-A-M-I-A-H, Idaho, 83536. And if you would, folks, we're an all-volunteer police and military association here, but we need funds. Very, very badly. So if you can give a donation of at least $3, you can give more if you'd like. My goodness gracious, would we be blessed if you would. But if you can put $3 in an envelope, please don't write a check. We're trying to get everybody out of the banksters' business. These international banksters control our banks today, and it's horrendous for us to participate in that any more than we have to. So when we come back, I will go to the phones. We have our favorite Marine in Arkansas on the line. Drew, hang on there. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners often down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy to take, rapidly absorbed, taste bud busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Just want to finish up here real quick, then we'll go to our brother down in Arkansas. Folks, please write to us today and send a couple bucks along. If you can't do it, don't worry about it. We'll send you out a copy of the publication anyway. Because like I say, we're not there for the money. We're just there to get the job done. And the job is good duty. Working with our police and soldiers, we're very proud to do that. And most of them respond so well to us. They do love this country, and they love God, and they love freedom. And once they find out they're on the wrong side of these issues, sometimes they just respond very, very well, so many of them. And so, but if you would put a couple bucks in, we'd appreciate it. And last thing I'll say is that if you'd like to be on our subscription to get regular issues of Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues, put $25 in there. And once again, if you would, don't write checks. We appreciate it if you get a postal money order or either put cash in. We've been doing this about 24 years now, and praise the Lord, we've never lost cash in the mail that we know of. We just don't know of that. So it's not a problem. Write it, wrap it in a couple pieces of paper and send it out. That's fine. You don't have to write checks. You don't have to get money orders. But anyway, if you'd like to subscribe, just let us know, and we'll send you out regular copies of our constitutional police and military publication written by police officers and soldiers for police officers and soldiers. Let's go down to our favorite Arkansas Marine. Drew, how are you tonight? Welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. I'm fine. I have a couple of Oakleys I'd like to present to you that I wore in Southeast Asia on the last days of the war.
Wow, brother.
And,
my goodness.
The reason I want to, I'll give those to you is because of your statements earlier that you said that you were just a dumb old cop. Well, a cop stands for citizen on parole, on patrol, not parole.
Amen.
Citizen on patrol.
Right.
And I mark you as one of the greatest citizens America has today. And
guys,
as far as
brother.
I'm concerned, Jack, I'll present you my Oakleys and follow you to hell.
Oh, brother, you're so kind. You're
my
so,
great,
so kind.
My great uncle Smedley Darlington Butler made the comments that war was a racket in 1933, and those words were so true then, and they're so true now.
Amen.
In his pleadings, he stated that 40,000 men were under arms in the world in 1934. And our statesmen and diplomats have the temerity to say that there is no war in the making. Hell's bells, there's 40 million men trained to be dancers. I'm quoting him. Hell's bells, are there 40 million men being trained to be dancers?
Yes.
And his words in the 30s are so true today. We have diplomats sitting in Washington, D.C. that are becoming millionaires and billionaires. And the only winners are the people that are sitting here getting filthy rich, and the losers are the men and women that we're putting in combat.
Yeah,
I really appreciated Colonel Bo Greitz's comments from his show yesterday in making an assessment of what the Arabs do when the Americans have attacked them and vice versa.
Oh, yes. He's well-versed on that.
He's very well-versed. Now, going back to you and aid and abet, you need to promote these people. All of you listeners out there need to send $20 to Jack. This $5, take the $5 and forget about it. Send $20 and get a subscription to the newsletter. These people are doing their uttermost best to bring the truth to you guys.
Thank
and I
you,
salute
brother.
You, sir. And like I said, my Oakleys will go on your shoulder, and I'll take a private stand and follow
you
to hell.
Hey, brother. Hey, put your back up against mine, and let's go to the battlefield, brother. I'm ready.
God bless you,
Drew.
Take care.
Have a good night. Folks, that's it for tonight. We're totally out of time. Lord bless all of you out there, and thanks for everything you do for God and country. I love you. Don't forget that. This is that old cop from Idaho County, Idaho. Back with you tomorrow night, God willing. Have a great night.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.